celebration of Sri Ramana Maharishi's advent at Arunachala. In honor of the 99th anniversary of Sri Bhagavan Ramana Maharishi's arrival at Sri Arunachala, devotees gathered at Sri Arunachala Ashrama at 7263 Yellowstone Boulevard, Queens, New York City on Sunday, September 3rd. Having learned of the celebration via the World Wide Web Computer Network, a good number of new friends joined us traveling from Massachusetts. The program began with the devotees singing Sri Ramana Maharishi's composition, Sri Arunachala Akshara Manamalai, the marital garland of letters. Sri Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavata then gave a moving message, inciting us to deepen and stabilize our practice of self-inquiry and self-surrender. Bhajans were offered by several ladies, initiated and inspired by the transparent sweetness of devotional songs from our youngest devotee, Radha Ramaswamy Devi, just 7 years of age. Puja was offered to Sri Bhagavan with flowers led by Professor Chaya Tiwari. All present chanted the 108 names of Bhagavan. Professor Chaya, a dedicated Sanskrit scholar and devotee, also caused our humble sanctuary to resonate with her inspired chanting of chapter 18 of Ganapati Muni's Sri Ramana Gita. The mood of the celebration was one of gratitude and rejoicing. Then aarti was offered, and after most of the devotees had left following a sumptuous feast, Mrs. Kantimati Venkatraman arrived and poured out her heart in a Tamil song which she had especially composed for the occasion. Its English translation follows. As Aragu and Sundaram, you came to this world like a wonder, O Ramana. You stood as the pillar of light, which has no beginning or ending, O Ramana. I am being pulled on both sides by the forces of pleasure and pain, O Ramana. Come and be present in my heart, O Ramana. In spite of all these six senses that I have, I am feeling like a fool, O Ramana. Comfort me and bestow knowledge of Atma, O Ramana. In this tiny boat of worldly life, I am being tossed, O Ramana. Come to my rescue before I sink to the bottom, O Ramana. Save me from the thieves' snares, namely desire and anger, O Ramana. Be known that I have no other savior but you, O Ramana. Having lost my direction and no one to guide me, I am roaming here and there, O Ramana. Come and ward off all the evil and save me, O Ramana. Like a crop for want of water, I am dying. Give me life, O Ramana. Come and appear before my searching eyes, O Ramana. As camphor lighted, you merge into the jyoti of Arunachala, O Ramana. You seat yourself firmly in the hearts of those suffering devotees who pray to you, O Ramana. Mrs. Kantimati Venkatraman is 73 years old and is the mother of Girija Arakoni, who brought her to the ashrama on that day. In the Nova Scotia Arunachala Ashrama, 150 guests attended the day's celebration in Sri Arunachala Ramana Mandiram, traveling long distances from different maritime provinces and northeastern USA. Mr. Eshwant Rai conducted the program, beginning it with Ganesha Puja. Raju Parekh recited Shanti Mantrams, and Dennis Hattel gave a short welcoming talk in which he explained how Venkatraman, an apparently normal schoolboy, was transformed in a few moments of self-inquiry to a sage, and how he had travelled from Madurai and arrived at the holy Arunachala mountain on September 1, 1896. Then many bhajans and stotrams were offered as one after another came forward and sang. Dr. Subbarai Durvasulu gave a short talk on the historical significance of Sri Ramana Maharishi's incarnation. He quoted Ganapati Muni's prophetic Sanskrit verse, obeisance to the line of preceptors with Dakshinamurti in the beginning, Shankara in the middle, and Ramana in the end. The devotees then recited Sri Ramana Maharishi's composition, Upadeshachara, followed by the chanting of Arunachala Shiva. Aarti was performed, and outside on the spacious lawns surrounding the temple, meals were served to all the devotees.